So this week we read Parshas Parah, the Parsha Parah Aduma, and let's say a few words that relate to the Parsha Parah Aduma and in general, and Limud HaTorah specifically. Chazal say, it's brought in Pesikei de Rav Kana and Medrash Tanchuma, that when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shamayim, he found the Rabbeinu Shalom holding his Sefer and learning the Parsha Zois Chukas HaTorah. And when he asked the Rabbeinu Shalom why he was learning Dafka this Parsha, he said, because the Tahara of Yisrael is telling this. This is how B'nai Yisrael become purified through this, so therefore he was learning it. And there's another medrash which is brought in the Yotzer for Parshas Parah, also in Medrash Tanchuma. It says at the same episode afterwards, he saw the Rabbeinu Shalom answer that he was learning the first Mishnah in Parah. The Belazar Oimer, Egla Bashana, Parah Bashtaim. Egla Rufes, the 1 year old, and the Parah Aduma, 2 years old. So, Reb Tzadok HaKoyen is medayik from the lashon of the Midrashim, that the Rabbeinu Shalom was answering that not only that the act of the burning of the Parah Aduma and the ash of the Parah Aduma caused the purification of Klal Yisrael, but it's actually this Torah, the words of the Torah of Parshas Chukas and the Parsha Parah Aduma and the words of the Mishnayos of Masechta Parah, those words, this Torah causes the purification of Klal Yisrael. Not only the act of burning the Parah and sprinkling it on the Tomei, but rather there is a purification, there's a Tara of Klal Yisrael innate in this Parsha of the Torah. So I'd just like to speak a few words about the purification of Klal Yisrael, which is inherent in Torah in general, and specifically in this Parsha of Parah Aduma. The Talmud Rebbe says, I think we spoke about it in a previous year, that Heridami Tshuva, what is Tshuva? Person that Averius do Tshuva. So we know, how does a person do Tshuva? He has to have Charota and Averius that he did, he has to be Vidui, has to confess, and he has to accept not to do the Averius in the future. And the Tanamel said something which seems revolutionary. He says, what? Hegedam Yitshuva? Loma daf echad, yilmud shtei dafim. Someone who until now learned one daf Gemara should learn two daf Gemara. And seemingly, it's hard to understand. We know that a person should strengthen himself in learning Torah. But what is the learning Torah from learning one daf to learning two dafim has to do with the tshuva, which a person didn't have era, and he has to repent. What repentance is there in the strengthening in Limud HaTorah? And so there are those who explain the idea as follows. In general, any person who sins, besides actually transgressing in action the commandment that Hashem commanded, there's also a transgression in thought, which is that a person is commanded to follow the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the Rabbeinu Shalom revealed to us through the Torah exactly what his will is. And a person who sins, so he, in besides actually transgressing, he's saying that his idea of what's right is different than that of Hashem. Because Hashem is telling you the right thing to do is such and such. And this person is, by sinning, is saying, making a declaration of independence, making a declaration of independence which allows him to say, well, Hashem said to do this and this, but me, I have my own opinion and I'll do otherwise. So for fixing the sin, the transgression, the actual transgression, we have Mahalach of Tshuva, of what a person has to do to rectify it. But what about this idea that the person went and he had independent thought process, this independent idea that I could think differently than the thoughts which Hashem has prescribed. So for that, the Eitzah is to strengthen and limit our Torah. Why? Because when a person learns Torah, actually, the Torah is the Chachma, that's the wisdom of Hashem. And Hashem has revealed to us His, so to speak, kavyachol way of thought through the Torah. And the more a person learns Torah and realizes and tries to understand that his thought process should follow the thought process of the Torah, the more the person will check in. In that way, he repents over the fact that he was independent and had his independent ideas. And rather now he's making his ideas to parallel what the Torah says. And therefore, the more the person studies the Torah, but not just in a cursory manner, but he tries actually to understand the words of the Torah and understand what the Torah is saying and why the Torah is saying this, then he starts thinking in that fashion. And until the point where a person who totally commits himself to the Torah, his thought process actually is a replica of the Torah, and therefore with that, has come to true tshuva, that he now thinks in the way that Hashem wants him to think. So that speaks for Torah in general. Now we want to relate that why specifically has to do with the Torah of Parah Adumah. Interestingly, the Sfas Emes brings from his grandfather, the Chidush Arim, says that the idea of the Efer Parah, the ashes of the Parah Adumah, which the Torah calls many times Ofer, even though it's actually ashes, the Torah calls it Ofer, dust. And he explains that Tumas Meis, the tumor which Parah Adumah cleanses us from, which is the tumor of Meis, tumor of a dead person. This tumor is caused by the fact that life has gone away. Those we have something which was contained life, a body which contained life. Now it no longer contains life, and that's tumor. That's on the physical scale. However, this idea actually exists metaphysically in every person, that wherever the person has taken away the chiyus, the life-giving source. And what's the life-giving source? The Torah, which is the Mayim Chaim of life. Wherever a person has strayed from his mission in the world and strayed, and it's as if he's taken the neshama out of it. It's almost so that the Talmud Zvarah speaks at length about the special chesed that we have from Hashem that enables us in b'chlal to sin. I mean, that really Hashem gave us life, and He gave us life in order to do His will, and that we actually allows us to take this life and use it for our own purposes. That's only from the special chesed of the Rabban Shalom that He allows us to continue living even when we're not doing His will. But And on that level, life has gone away. When a person strays from the path, or he strays from the Torah, he doesn't have Avera, the life has gone away. And he said the tikkun for this is offer. When a person, like we said before, a person actually, when he sins, is writing himself a declaration of independence. He's coming in and saying that I have my own independent day, my own independent thought. And he has to make himself ki'ilu afar. He makes himself like dust, in other words, to realize that it's not his. He really only exists in the chesed of Hashem, and he only exists to serve Hashem. And when he becomes afar, that reinstills the life into the places where the life has been lost. But he says again that this has a t'nai. Obviously, if a person just makes himself into nothingness, and we'll speak about this in the Emes Hashem Nalochashir also, when a person makes himself into nothing, that alone does not bring chiyus. The Seder of Parah Adumah has two parts. First we have the eif of the parah, the ashes of the burnt paraduma, and that we have to put together with mayim chaim, with alive running water in the keli, into a kli. And we know many places that the Torah is compared to a live running stream. So a person who humbles himself, he humbles himself and connects with the Torah. Just the humbling experience is not enough. This humility causes it creates a kli. It creates a vessel which now can accept the Mayim Chaim of Torah. So therefore, if a person who sinned humbles himself, and by humbling himself relates now in a greater fashion to the Torah, that's the Mayim Chaim together with the Ofer, and the Mayim Chaim together with the Ofer cause the Tahara for the total Tahara for the person. So there we see this idea once again, this idea of the Tahara of the Torah, of Limud HaTorah, which is expressed in the Parashat Paraduma. However, like we said before, we said in the name of Rav Tzadok, there's something in this Torah, in the Torah that's written in Parshas Chukas, the Torah that we learned this Shabbos, and in the Masechta Parah, which has special qualities for the Tahara for a person, more than other Parshas. We said that Moshe Rabbeinu found learning this parsha because he said in this parsha the Tahara of Yisrael is inherent in this parsha. And what's special about this parsha? So I saw on the another medrash in Pesik Tadar of Kana says that Pesik Tadar of Osi says that the famous medrash about Shlomo HaMelech says Nisisi u'chokma. I tried out chokma. And I mean to say that I've tried all the chokmas of the world. I have mastered all the wisdom of the world. And I said, I looked around and I said, I've mastered all the wisdom, which include the wisdom of the Torah. And I mastered the wisdom. He said, until he came to the parasha of Paraduma. When he came to the parasha of Paraduma, he screamed out, Echkema! No, I still have to learn, because like the pasuk says, "Amarti Echkema v'hirachoyke mimenik." I said that I would like to have, I want to have wisdom, but it's far from me. Since paraduma is something which no human can come till the final understanding of paraduma, even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was given all the chokhma, still could not come to the final understanding of paraduma. So Shlomo HaMelech, when he came to Paraduma, he said, "Amati Echkema," even though I've mastered all the Chochma, but he said, "Echkema, I want to master Chochma." So now, there's a special dogish here, that when somebody, it was already revealed that Paraduma is something which no man can understand. So if someone comes to somebody and said, "This is unfathomable Chochma," so how does a person relate to that? How does a person relate to the fact that we've told that this chacham cannot be fathomed? In general, the first reaction would be, say, okay, well, I'll learn something else. I'll learn something which I could understand. Why should I spend my time on doing something which the game is given and is lost at the beginning? I know already I'll never come to the total understanding. But here, Adarabba, Shlomo HaMelech said, when he came to Paraduma, he said, Echkema, no, here, right here, I want to learn this. I want to understand this. I want to try my hardest and as much as I can to try to understand the Torah, dafka, in this parsha of Echkema. And the message continues that the Chachma of Shlomo was kachol, asher al sfas hayom. It was like the sand which is on the seashore, just like the sand contains the sea from washing up the land. So too, the Chochmah of Shlomo protected him against the Yetzer Hara, which would wash away a person. But if he's filled with Chochmah, then he's like a walled city, which is protected against the Yetzirah. And if he doesn't have Chachma, then he's like a walled city which there are breaches all over the wall, and anyone can walk straight in and conquer the city. And so too, Shlomo HaMelech came to this level. He came to this level of Echkema. He came of Chachma, that a Chachma that guarded him by the fact that he was willing, Dafka, to try to understand, to work to understand the Torah, which was told to him that no man can fathom. And so this is true for us on our level as well, and every person's level, that when we see the difficulty of trying to understand the Torah, we should know that that Dafka and those things which are difficult to understand, and Dafka where we have trouble, and Dafka where it's a challenge, in those places, that is what causes the tara for the person. Because there is where, instead of trying just to have his ideas, the person's personal ideas, and the personal accomplishments of understanding the Torah, Adrabi, here is where he shows that it's not that he wants his personal accomplishment only, but rather is trying to understand the Torah of Hashem. And the person is trying to understand the Torah of Hashem, that is, like we said before, that's a tshuva, that he says that it's not, I no longer want to go on my wayward ways, and I don't want to follow my own individual path, which strays from the path which was set out for me, but rather I want to link my thoughts and my actions, dafka, to the shibud, to be enslaved, to be an Eved Hashem, and therefore through this struggle of trying to understand the Torah, which is difficult for a person to understand, the Jew comes to tahara, to purification. So therefore we see that dafka in this parsha, in the parsha of Paraduma, which the parsha of Paraduma is something which no man ever came to total understanding of, there the tahara, there it, we're within this parsha is the tahara of Bnei Yisrael, that they can, through learning this Torah, they can actually come through to a Torah.